Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hi guys, I'm Ben and welcome to today's English podcast. On today's podcast, we are going to be using that magic word, get, in a story. Now, I decided to do this because get is just a really difficult word for English learners to use, to understand. And so I wanted to give you a story using the word get as much as I possibly could. So I've written this. I'm going to spoil it a little bit. It didn't actually happen, this story. This is not a true story. So I want to be honest right from the beginning. This is not true. But I wanted to use the word get as much as I possibly could, just so you could see how I would use it in day-to-day sentences. But before I tell you the story, the false story, I'm going to give you a little bit of theory about when we use get. There is a podcast about this a few months ago. You might want to go back and see if you can find it. But I'm going to give you a very quick summary of how we use the word get, and so you can see how I use it in this story. So, three main reasons why we use get. The first is to replace the word receive or obtain or possibly buy. So you could get something from the supermarket, for example. You could get a letter in the post. The second meaning of get is to become. So it's a synonym of become, which indicates change from one state to another state. For example, it's getting late. I think we should go home. Here, the state is changing because it was relatively early and now it's starting to get late, to become late. So we use that word get. And the third use of the word is with movement. For example, how long does it take to get to work? Well, this means the journey from your house to work. It's very similar to arrive, but arrive is more about the moment that you are at work in this case, whereas get is more about the journey and the arrival. We can also use get with other types of movement, often with phrasal verbs, like to get up. What time do you get up in the morning? Or we need to get off the train soon, meaning we need to exit the train. So there's quite a few examples. So I want you to listen out now for all the examples, and there are a lot, there's going to be about 15 examples or something like that, from this story. So listen carefully for the word get and how I use it. Last Christmas, I wanted to get my mum something really special, but it was getting really close to December the 25th, and I still didn't have anything to give her. In fact, it was 2 days before Christmas, so I couldn't get something online as it wouldn't get to my flat on time. So I decided to go to the local shopping centre to see if I could find something. I got to the shopping centre and went straight to the jewellery shop. The previous year, I got her some earrings that she really liked, but this time I couldn't see anything she'd like. So I went to a clothes shop and saw a really nice jumper that I knew she would love. However, they didn't have it in her size, but the shop assistant told me I could go to another branch of the shop where they had the jumper in her size. So I got on the bus that would take me to the shop. But it was the wrong bus. I got terribly lost and it was getting dark. So I decided to get a taxi. But when I got to the shop, it was closed. The moral of the story is, get your Christmas presents early this year. And I'm sure you're wondering what I got my mum in the end. I got her a fantastic recipe book from a local bookshop that stayed open until late. Thanks to them, I didn't get in trouble. Okay. So that didn't happen, by the way, because I always make sure I get my Christmas presents early. I never make that mistake. But did you hear how often I used the word get and all the different examples? There were some examples where it was about receiving something or buying something. So I said I wanted to get my mum something. I wanted to buy her something. There were examples about becoming a changing state. For example, I got lost and it was getting dark. These are about changing states. And also there are examples of movement. For example, I got on the bus and I got to the shopping center. So there are just a few examples of how we use get in our everyday English. So I hope you found that helpful. I hope it's given you a better idea about how you use get if you find that particularly difficult. Remember, if you have any ideas for grammar points or topics you'd like me to talk about on these podcasts, then I always like hearing from you. You can send me a message, an email. My email address is learnenglishwithben88@gmail.com. And you can find all details about my classes on my website, which is learnenglishwithben.com. Have a great day, and I'll see you next time for another podcast.